there's a bunch of different modes. Feels completely different from every other Guitar Hero that's ever been released. Can you just discuss them a little bit?
Yeah, so we've got Guitar Hero Live, which is actual live crowds, live bands, and instead of being a third-person perspective, it's first-person, so more than ever before, you feel like you are the rock star. There's no kick-out in that mode anymore. So if you're failing and your bandmates are in your face, you're going to feel that dread of bad performance. But on the other side, if you're doing really great and the crowd's going to love you and you go up close to the crowd, you're going to hear them, you know, screaming at you and having a great time. Flip that over to GHTV, our always online 24-hour video game network. This is something totally different as well. So you turn it on. We've got some shows that we put together with like music, and you're going to enjoy it. If you want to play a song on demand, you can do that as well. It's always, we're going to update it constantly. We're always going to be putting new music on the service, and you don't have to pay anything for it. You already get it when you buy it for $100 US. And pretty regularly, it's really easy for us to add new music into there. It doesn't take a long time.
I just wanted to stress, like what you said before, you don't have to pay for any of the music. It's all unlocked right in the beginning.
Yep.
So let's just explain to our listeners that how they unlock the new tracks with the plays. How does that all?
So yeah, when you turn on GHTV, it's on, it's going. You're going to be competing against 9 other people of similar skill to gain in-game currency and experience, and then you can use that in-game currency to buy what we're currently calling a play. That might change, but what a play is basically a jukebox play. So if you have 3 plays, you could play 3 songs. 4 plays, you could play 4 songs. But you earn those simply by participating in GHTV.
Any questions?